Now, I never had heard of one of those things, and I was just amazed.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, this mudbug we were referring to is simply some boards, what we call 1x wides, which mm-hmm. might be 1x6s, 1x8s, 1x12s, mm-hmm. but they're made out of strong timbers, mm-hmm. and it has a pointed nose,
uh-huh.
and it has what we call bunks across it to load the logs on, bunks mm-hmm. probably 8, 9, 10 inches high,
mm-hmm.
and you just simply roll logs on there and hook the team to the mud boat.
Mm-hmm.
And where this thing, where the front bunk is, you saw across the mud boat probably eighth or 3/16 of an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And when the team hooks onto it, that lets the nose of it bend up.
Oh, I see.
And you slide that through the water and across the ridges. Well, as you use it, the ridge cuts down and makes what we call a mud boat run.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh.
right through the woods, you just go wherever you want to. And in some of the woods around here, you can still see signs of the old mud boat run.
Oh.
The sloughs, the thing would more or less slowed or slide along real easy. But when you hit the ridges, well, it had to wear out its own rut.
Oh.
Wagons wouldn't stand up in it, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Too miry, too uh-huh. soft, so they used mud boats.
Oh, I was just really amazed by that.
I wish I would have kept pictures, you know,
uh-huh.
back then, but we didn't make many pictures back then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I guess you didn't. Of course, it didn't seem like it would be that important.
Not important.
Then.
Just like now, I try to encourage young kids to make pictures of certain things and keep
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be so interesting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Well, one of the things, too, you know, you had in there, you had been telling me yesterday about your grandfather when the snow was coming through on his ear. And you said it, but in there, you said that not only did it turn blue, but I think you said that it...
Bursted.
Yeah, that it...
I don't know whether you grew up on a farm or not, but... and but old roosters, you know, these you've seen roosters, their gills hang down?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, it was nothing uncommon for them to freeze, those gills to freeze, and they would be just like one big mass of blood, and sometimes it would kill them. And that's the way my grandfather's ear...
I just couldn't even imagine that after you said that.
But now, did we go to the doctor? No.
No.
I don't remember what they did. My mother probably put a poultice or something on it. And
uh-huh.
We didn't go to the doctor, seldom. I can't remember hardly ever being any medicine in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Chill tonic, something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, you might have some chill tonic. What was chill tonic made of?
Quinine mostly. Then had something to break it down and make sweeten it up so it wouldn't taste so bad.
Uh-huh.
Take too much of it and your head would roar and you couldn't hear.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh. Mm. Where did people keep their milk and butter mostly?
Well, didn't we cover that yesterday?
Yeah, we covered it, but I was wondering if there was any... It was right when we got to the end, and I was wondering if there's anything we left out. We talked about it.
I don't believe so. Okay. Like I said, some of them had dirt cellars,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
it would
mm-hmm.
keep cool down there, but most of them, including my mama, kept it around the pump,
mm-hmm,
the old
yeah.
pump, and we built a wooden box around it, and we had a hole around something like 4, 5, or 6, or 8 inches deep, and,
mm-hmm.
and that was covered with bricks,
mm-hmm.
floored with bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And once the bricks got cool, you know, from the cool water, that they'd stay that way in that house practically all day long.
Well, now, did everybody have their own cows for milk? I mean, everybody, if you wanted milk?
Generally, yes. There was no such thing when I was a child growing up as going to store and buying milk here in the rural areas.
No.
Certainly in the cities, well, they had
in the cities, did they have...